Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest today, the Muff Dusters. Woo! Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Zig Ziglar.
I'm Christina Mowat.
I'm Kiel Max.
Yes, and tell me what you play.
I play bass.
I'm the drummer, keyboardist, cellist, and vocalist.
I play guitar.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and tell me a little bit about your band.
Christina?
Well, I've been drumming with these guys for the past 15 years. We've been playing all around Vancouver, Sunshine Coast, Whitehorse, Powell River, and I've been playing with these guys for a while, and really enjoying it.
Awesome. We're going to play your first song here called Friends and Lovers. Tell me about it.
Well, we recorded that on our first album, Dust Never Sleeps, which was released in
2012.
All right, and then who thought of the lyrics?
That was John.
That was all John.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
He's not here. He's in Sunshine Coast, so he's going to try and call in later.
That's
John,
right.
John the Dawn.
John the Dawn.
Okay. Here's Friends and Lovers on CJSF.
Where have you been all my life? Cross dark and beach and bathe in the firelight. Friends and lovers on my mind. You're on my mind. Struck up your friend of mine. I wonder where you are now. Floats above the tide. The morning light returns to where the fire died. The sand is warm, I close my eyes. You fill my mind. Sure could be a friend of mine. I wonder where you are tonight.
tunes there. Yeah, yeah. All right, and we also have John in the house. In the house. What?
Hey, it's John in the house.
Yeah, okay, so who is going to tell me about your name, Muff Dusters? Like, how did you guys come up with that? And yeah, tell me the story.
I believe it's traditionally it was the name or the what you would refer to for certain facial hair. And then you could figure it out from there.
Well, that's a pair of earmuffs.
It's a low-flying, flightless sound bird from the south.
But how did you guys agree to that name?
The magnificent Muff Duster.
Yes. So the bird. Y'all love the bird, and that's how it came up. Okay.
It is what it is. It's up to interpretation.
Yes. So let's start with a song called The Curse of the Woohoo by Rat Silo, and we'll tell you all about their upcoming show.
Woo! Let's go, jump on board, let's sail away.
Yeah, that was Blacksmith and Brewer. Awesome tunes. Yes, for sure. That was actually called Big Shiny Tune. All right. And yeah, before that, the curse of the woohoo. Okay. So tell me about your upcoming show.
Yeah, so those two bands you just heard are going to be playing with us in Roberts Creek on Saturday at the Legion Hall. Roberts Creek Legion, yeah. So, yeah, they're called Rat Silo, Blacksmith and Brewer, and Muff Dusters. So, should be a good show.
Yeah, have you guys been there before?
Yeah. Yeah, but our singer lives out there, and he basically books.
He's the president.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so he actually books the Legion.
Yeah, we played there quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, and
we voted him in. We helped vote him in.
We voted him in.
Yeah, and like I said, we're going to try to call him later on to see if we can give him a little dingle. Okay, awesome. Okay, so John, you got some announcements to make.
Oh, yeah. Well, coming up in a few weeks from now, Heathen Sins is a band from Abbotsford, Randy LaRoche, and they're really a good metal band, just amazing. I booked them in a show back in May 4th called Metal from the Valley. So you have to come out and hear them. So they'll be playing at August 10th at the Blarney Stone. Unfortunately, it's sold out, but if you really like metal, go down, maybe you can get in and support them, get in the door. In September 23rd, they're playing at Maple Ridge's The Wolf Bar. So go out there, support metal music in Maple Ridge. And then on November 16th, they're playing at the Astoria, which is downtown Vancouver. And on September 16th, Heathen Sins is playing at the Roxy with another awesome band called Ever Real. They're billing this show together, so come down to the Roxy, $15 at the door, and support metal music in the Lower Mainland. Thank you, DJ Medi.
All right, we're going to play Horizontal Hitman, and this is the 2023 remix.
blurred, yo.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Blurred, and who knows best about getting blurred is Zig, and he's going to talk about Zig Fest.
Yeah, so Zig Fest is basically an annual event that's sort of started out as my birthday party, because my birthday's end of August, and we always used to want to kind of close off the summer with some sort of outdoor show, so we started doing it on a place called Gilligan's Island, which is, if there's any boaters out there, they know what I'm talking about. It's on the Fraser River. It's a little kind of a private island, and has a little beach, and there's camping area and stuff, and now there's a bandstand built out there, and it started out as a one-day event, and then because it takes so long to set up and there's so much work that I just started doing it for the whole weekend. So this year, it would have normally been the last weekend in August, but Christina's going to be doing judo that weekend, so, and I wanted Muff Dusters to play, of course, so we were doing it on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd this year, and so look for Zigfest on Gilligan's Island.
Yes, yes, yep. Yes. Awesome. And then tell me about Magic City.
Well, Magic City is a song on our album called Widweo, which was released in 2014. And it's a song about East Van.
We'll be right back.
Yay. Oh, yeah. So that was Magic City, but you spell it differently. Magic with a K at the end. Whose idea was that?
Don.
Don? Okay. Yeah. All right. Tell me about the bands that are going to be playing at ZigFest.
First of all, Muff Dusters, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's been confirmed yet, but we have Bad PR, Campfire Shit Kickers, The Rubes, The Me Bats, band on tour from Alberta called Darlin, Bitchin' Booties, Audio Asphyxiation, I think The Furniture and Lana's other band, The Get Arounds, are coming, and hopefully maybe Tanya Aganaba. It was a friend of mine, and she will hopefully be able to make it. Maybe even Colleen Renison, who's going to be back in town next week. And actually, her album release party is happening on the weekend after.
Nice.
So I'm going to see if maybe get her out there. And and any other bands that want to play can contact me, because right now I'm just sort of still putting it all together. And it's not going to be like a very strict schedule. It's going to be kind of like, you know, no low stress, just kind of party, like bands can show
next?
Up and play.
Yeah, you play
we have
next?
No,
yeah.
There's no time limit. There's no time we have to stop playing or whatever. We have a generator out there and we can just play whenever. So basically all weekend bands can play, jam, whatever.
Yeah, and I love ZigFest because I love to go there and dress up. And
yeah,
I was
right.
A pirate last time, and maybe this time I want to be a little Viking.
Right on.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we highly encourage dressing up at ZigFest. We have a tent with onesies, and then the sparkle tent with all the sequin stuff.
Sparkle tent.
Yeah.
Fireworks this year?
Maybe, but probably not.
Ooh, okay.
I was trying to get fireworks, but it's really hard to find fireworks because they banned them in Vancouver.
That's
now,
true.
So it's
yeah.
kind of ridiculous. You have to. But yeah, if somebody has a line on fireworks, well, let me know, because
yeah.
I would like to have some fireworks.
And bring food, right? Because there's
we have our friend Dee Dee Starr. She has a catering thing that she does, and she might try and get some catering going, but generally I would recommend just bringing some food for yourself. And the island's like literally a 10-minute boat ride from land, so if you really start getting hungry, you can always just go back to land and find some food and come back. But hopefully people
DJ
will just...
Medi.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Is your event BY?